screen sector strategy for 2030 was completed in the middle of lockdown. And one of the things that came out was a whole lot of event, points that had to be done. You can't just do research and then have nothing happen. So we needed a united body that could represent all of the organisations. But what kind of setup would it be? How would it run? Would everyone get a say? Because I was one of the first ones to say, "Hell no, you guys aren't talking for us," Māori. And then the Pacifica and, of course, Asians were going, "Yeah, you're not talking for us either." So we had already got this organisation called SINS, which I love. Isn't it a good name? SINS, Screen Industry New Zealand. But it was a really loose collective, and we'd just get together, when there was a real problem, like health, someone falling off, getting hurt badly at work, and then we'd start kicking up stink. But after the screen sector strategy, we realised there's over 40 organisations that make up the screen industry. And Māori are only one, but we are the only tangata whenua and representatives of the treaty partnership out of the whole 40. But we realised that unless we had one voice and we were telling the government the same story on the same page, and it helped if we were all in tune, we would actually just be, it would just have been a waste of time, that whole screen strategy research that had gone on before, which was paid for by the government. This one is different because it's paid for by the guilds, because we want to see what kind of setup works best for such a loose collective. So we're looking at things like the New Zealand Tourism Board, or there's a number of others and I can't remember them. I just remember the Tourism Board because it was quite a popular choice. And it's just a group. So the Tourism Board, from what I understand, is made up of a collective of all the small companies, the big companies that are part of the tourism industry in New Zealand, including Māori. And so we wanted something similar. But we don't know, we didn't know which was the best and how it would work. So we've hired a researcher, and he's got a few months, 2 months, to come up with a strategy that would work for such a loose collective. Don't sigh.
Look, it is a really great idea, and the example of the tourism board, absolutely a fantastic idea. It's interesting, isn't it, that the screen sector has so many disparate groups that, and there are many of you are in more than one of these groups as well too. I guess that's just the nature of the sector, I guess, because there are so many independent roles that are quite unique as well too, very specialist, and so it would necessitate that one goes to the Writers Guild as well as the Producers Guild as well as the Screen Directors Guild. I mean, it is a very disparate group, but with the same intent and purpose, I guess. You are the only tangata whenua group in there. That's the issue for us, though, isn't it? Is that how important or what priority the researcher and the SINS is going to give to tangata whenua? Wouldn't it necessitate that actually you start with Ngā Ahu Whakaari first and then you branch out from there? Wouldn't you start from a treaty-based place first? And then branch out from there rather than starting from a quintessential Pākehā perspective and then try and pack everybody, particularly Māori and Pacifica and Asian, into a Pākehā box? Aren't we just repeating the sins of previously by just starting from that one Pākehā construct?
Yeah, so in fact, amazingly, yeah, they are starting with us. And we've And luckily, you know, we've got a real strong stance to make, and we made some really important points within the screen sector strategy for 2030. And so it's beginning, and the guy who has got the role is really experienced nationally and internationally.
Yeah, he's really experienced in screen sector guild, but he has nothing to do with Māori.
No, he hasn't.
And he has absolutely nothing to do with treaty issues as well too. And that's the point here, isn't it? Yeah. That the Screen Sector Guild is really dragging the chain when it comes to its obligations under the treaty. And our major broadcasters are really trying to get themselves in line, trying to prepare them. Well, they are preparing themselves for the future as they see it, with meeting the obligations under the treaty. From my take of SINS and the manner in which they are expressing themselves in this research paper, they have no intent of looking at the treaty as a priority, and if they did, they would have mentioned that. And if they do, they're probably going to use it as a tack-on.
I will try and make sure that doesn't happen. So there has been huge changes in the screen industry, as you've mentioned, not only with the broadcasters, but also with the funders and within the guilds themselves, which has really increased the workload for Ngā Aho Whakaari, because, you know, they're hiring Māori, they're wanting to cooperate and work with us, and it's actually very demanding. And we haven't grown as an organisation. Basically, we've got 1.5 workers and the odd casuals who come in and do some work. So it has been quite demanding since last year, and I can see it growing. So we're looking at ways that Ngā Aho Whakaari can deal with these issues better, rather than me just flying off the top of my head. So we've got a really, even though we've only got 1.5, the 0.5 is very talented and is very... you know, young with energy. And she's also worked extensively with the Treaty of Waitangi and is studying law. So
that's really great. But what I'm saying is it's not reflective in any of the pānui that has been sent out by these organisations. So while it appears as though Ngā Aho Whakaari is doing all the mahi, you're doing all the mahi for these other Pākehā organisations so that they can look good in front of government agencies for Pūtea, that they can say that they're going through a tick box exercise yet again. And can I also tell you this, with my finger in the air, don't mean to do that, but you know me.
Yeah.
You're actually allowing them to, your Ngā Aho Whakaari and the manner in which you're relating to these Pākehā groups is allowing them to get away with not meeting their individual responsibilities under the treaty.
I think what we're doing is helping them to get their act together, because we are very definitely about the treaty, and some of the organisations
are. Of course you're very much about the treaty, but these are these other organisations aren't. Otherwise they would have brought people onto their organisations appropriately and relevantly. So what I'm saying again is the Screen Sector Guild is dragging its chain yet again in meeting its obligations under the treaty to Māori workers.
I think that they are trying more, you know, from absolutely doing nothing to actually looking at themselves and their structures. For example, I don't know if I should name the organisation, but they asked me for a translator, and I said, oh, why? You've got no Māori. And they said, oh, well, we're changing that, and that's why we want someone to come and work with us. So... you know, so that they are stepping up. I don't know that all of them are stepping up as well as they can. Some of them are well ahead of the game and have always had quite a strong Māori component. For example, the Directors and Editors Guild